Hello, everyone, and welcome in once again. Yes, I am Reverend Dr. Advij, and it is a delight to be here with you today. Of course, you know, Affirmations for Living is truly all about empowering you to find a better way to live your life, to live with authenticity. And every week I give you those tools and some little tidbits to help you along that way. So if you haven't already gone to my website, affirmationsforliving.net, I invite you to do so because there's all sorts of new things coming, and I'm really excited about that. My book, all about the book, is on there, You're Not Crazy, You're Awakening, and it's going to be released in September. So start going to the site if you haven't already to get the details so that you can get that. As well as, you know, I do coaching and counseling and energy work. So, and that work can be done over the telephone, through Skype, or in person if you are in the Las Vegas area. And last but not least, you know, I have the smartphone app called Awakened, A-W-A-K-E-N-E-D, and that app lets you stay tuned into me wherever I am. And so I would invite you to start following those things and stay connected with me. I'd love to hear from you. So today's show is all about channeling source power into your daily activities. You know, most people today in life seem to be in some sort of struggle, right? The chaos seems to be so deep, so strong that they just feel like, well, that you're lost. And you really believe that you're all alone against all of this big power. But that is a false notion. And I'm here to tell you that you are not alone in whatever you are trying to accomplish. We weren't sent here, you know, to suffer. We are these truly, truly divine spiritual beings having a physical experience. And it's supposed to be with ease, joy, and in glory. And so today, I'm going to share with you one step more to move us in the right direction of life coming with ease, joy, and glory. So whether you realize it or not, you are not even the doer of your experiences. Okay, because you're not aware of the truth, you take the burden upon yourself and the conditions, and you intellect it, and you begin to believe that, you know, all of this is going on, and it's out of your control. Now, Christ pointed out the truth of the matter when he said, "It is not I, but the Father that doeth these good works." If you can begin to believe that in your own life, it is not you, but the power and the presence of Source working through you that does all manner of good in your life, you will then have discovered the success secret of the ages. Now, Christ also pointed again to this truth when he said, "Be ye as the lilies of the field, for they spin and toil not. Yet Solomon in all of his glory was not adorned as one of these." He was correcting the myth that man must struggle through life based on society's limited concept of man's being. Christ and other mystics through the ages have discovered that a higher mind, a source, is very present and is the actual doer if one would but allow it. And so this idea of, and you know, and it's so very interesting too, because we have all of these false sayings that have programmed us into believing that it's through the sweat of your brow, right? By the sweat of your brow, no pain, no gain, all of these things, or that it's easier for a, you know, what is it, an eye of a needle to go through the camel hair than for a rich man to enter heaven. All of these things are false sayings. And all of these things have gone into that seeding of who we are and programmed us to, again, to believe ourselves to be soul and separate, but to believe that we have to work so hard and struggle so much to have just the basic necessities in life. And it truly is not that way. And so the first part then would be to really recognize how divine we are, and to go in and start to analyze where in you you are having these false misconceptions about yourself, you know? And you hear me every single week talking about this idea of false programming, but it's so vitally important that we understand that our thoughts are truly contributing to our experience. Okay. So what do you believe about money? Do you believe that you have to work by the sweat of your brow to receive it? Or do you believe that you can do something that brings you joy and have fun doing, and it will create some sort of income or prosperity for you? And so it really is about you starting to change the way you're believing things. One's body and mind can serve as a vehicle and channel for the power of God mind within. So you have to become a vehicle and then channel that energy. In ultimate truth, source is the real life and the real self of one's being. That is what Christ tried to explain when he said, the Father and I are one. And again, when he stated, he who has seen me has seen the Father that sent me. Your own sense of personal existence is a conditioned belief of society's lack of awareness of true self-being. So here it is again. You know, when I wrote my doctorate degree, it was really interesting because I wrote it on religion and the changing face of it. You see, every 500 years, it actually, the dogma of it and the doctrine of it kind of gets tweaked and rewritten. And understand that. So then what truth is there in it, right? If you know that it's being tweaked every 500 years, it's really lost quite a bit of valuable information. And again, that idea that there is something out there that is not within you. The answers to everything have always been within you. We have always been divine extensions of Source here to express ourselves as we so choose. And as we express the God or the Source within us, then that's what it's all about. And Source feels that expression and expands from that expression. So the fallacy or the error is then for us to remove from our mind the idea of separateness. Okay, to harmonize or to synthesize with that power that's within. And we're really just going to go over techniques and all sorts of different things that will help us to synthesize or to be in harmony with, right, this idea that we are channels of Source. So to open the mind and in turn the body as a channel and vehicle for Source power to flow through, one must first, again, I use that word, synthesize the mind to the mind, presence, and perfection of Source as one's true self. So you have to really begin to believe and know. It goes past believing. You have to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are an extension of Source energy, and that Source energy is moving in, through, and around you, and that everywhere you are, God is, right? It's like the fractal. I don't know if you're familiar with fractals or sacred geometry, but if you look it up, you're going to see a fractal. And if you were to take off or pinch off the tiniest piece of that fractal, guess what you would see? The exact duplicate of the whole. And then you can pinch off of that tiny, tiny piece, and again, it would be an exact duplicate. And over and over and over again, you can do that. Whether it's a million times, 2 million times, or 7 billion times, right? Because there's 7 billion people on the face of the earth. So guess what? I can pinch off from that fractal 7 billion times, and each piece will be the exact duplicate of the very first one. And so that's what we are. We are a duplicate of the Source, and that Source moves freely in us when we allow it and when we open ourselves to it. The reality of this oneness with God or Source must be greater in one's mind than any conditioned limitations that society has placed upon us. So it's so important, again, that we start to pull away from everything out there that's telling us that we are less than perfect. right? That we have to work, we don't deserve what we're getting, that who do we think we are, we're spoiled society, all of these things that want to keep you from having the life that you deserve as a divine being, an expression of source. So each day we have to really begin to get off that autopilot. You know, I'm forever talking about autopilot, right? Getting off of the autopilot and becoming consciously aware. And so it's really important that we understand this concept. And that's why I really share with you all the time the idea of stopping throughout the day, paying attention to how you feel. What are you thinking about? What are you feeling? And, you know, if you're in that job and it's drudge and you just don't like it and you're like, well, you know what? It's better than nothing. Well, then what energy are you putting into that, right? That I can't do better. I'm stuck. I need help. God, why are you making this happen to me? You know, because we like to blame outside things too. That's the other interesting thing about our programming, right? We want to blame everything on the outside, not understanding that it's everything on the inside that's causing this experience. And that's all it is. And so if you find yourself stuck at this job, in this relationship that you don't like, as long as you continue to believe yourself stuck, or you continue to believe that it's hard and you don't have any choices, then that's what you keep vibrating to. So as difficult as this may sound, okay, so you go to that job that you don't particularly care for, but bless it. You have to start to bless everything, just like you're going to bless that man who runs you off the road, you know, when you're running late and you're on the freeway, and the freeways can be hectic and crazy, and someone might not see you. Instead of cursing them, we need to start to bless these things and say, okay, thank you. It's just a sign showing me that I am out of alignment. And so what am I doing that's causing this person to run me off the road? Or what am I doing that's causing me to now feel this way? And so we have to begin to accept responsibility for what we are living and experiencing. So it's extremely important that we stop throughout the day and look at what you're doing and how it's making you feel. So if you're doing that job that you don't like and you're sitting there and you're doing it grudgingly and you're doing it cursing under your breath, guess what? You will continue to manifest that same experience. But if you can find something about it, anything about it that brings you a tiny bit of joy, hold on to that sliver of joy and take that little piece and find while you're doing that job that you give thanks for that one little thing that's making you happy, right? Whatever it is, it may be an employee that you like. It may be that you have a office with a window. Whatever it might be, find something about it that makes you happy and hold on to that moment and let that moment start to move your vibration to a better moment and to a better moment. And that truly is so vitally important when we find ourselves stuck doing things that we don't particularly care for. Understand it's you bringing you to that, and it's only you that can bring you out of that. So each day it's important that you begin to do that. You know, and I'm going to challenge you for the next week, start to really pay attention to your thoughts and allow the truth, right, of what you're feeling to come up consciously and examine it. So it's time for you to begin to hold your consciousness on source no matter what happens around you. So here we're going to really start to examine how we can tweak how this is happening, become that open channel so that more of source flows in, more of your soul, your higher self comes in. And as that aspect flows in, then things start to shift within the experience. So hold your consciousness on God, source, whatever you want to call the universal energy. No matter what happens around you, that's the illusion. So don't attach to it. Never take your consciousness away from source. This, and that is the prime directive of spiritual power. Spiritual power is so important, no matter what's going on in your life, okay? And we all have things going on, trust me. But if I stay focused on Source, knowing that I'm an open channel and Source right now in this moment is moving through me to bend, fold, and mold the universe so that that which I like to experience, that which I desire, and that which I am becoming a more of a vibrational match to will flow to me with ease, joy, and glory. So I continue to stay in that frame of mind regardless of what little things are showing up. Because remember, those things that are showing up now, that's what you manifested yesterday. So today's a new day. So that's why I'm going to hold myself on Source, because now I'm moving to my tomorrow manifestation, and that's how I'm going to change it. So here and now, right where we are, we begin to bend, fold, and mold for our future experience. So whenever you experience suffering, it is because you have violated or you have the prime directive. Whenever you take your eyes off Source and start looking at the storms around you, that's when you start sinking. As long as you keep your eyes on Source, you can walk above the stormy seas. And trust me, I know it might not sound like the easiest thing to do, especially when you're being challenged. But just hold on. It will move you through. In applying the law of attraction, right, you're supposed to focus on what you want and not on what you don't want. Of course, we all know that. Think about what you want. You know, I always say, imagine that buffet line, right? And I go down this buffet line. I'm not saying, oh, I don't want that. Oh, gosh, that looks awful. No, I don't think I'm going to have any of that today. No, that looks nasty. You don't do that, do you? You don't talk about all the food on the buffet line that looks nasty and you don't want to eat. You talk about all the things that look delicious and, wow, I haven't had that before. I think I'll have a little bit of that. And, oh my goodness, that looks absolutely delicious. I think I might try just a little piece of that. I'm not quite sure if I'll like it. But once I taste it, I'll know. So that's how we have to start to change how we look at things. Okay? So there is a higher way than focusing on what you don't want. Focus on Source of all things. You may find it hard to focus on what you want instead of what you don't want, because you know how negative we can be, and we so quick to talk about things we don't like because we want to judge people, and we talk about things we don't like when we see them do it. We look at TV programs and we talk about things that we don't like on it, and boy, they're crazy, and all these sorts of things. All of that energy is putting you in the wrong vibration and frequency. But you can always focus on Source no matter what happens. When you focus on what you want, you may focus on a lesser good instead of a greater good that you are unaware of. But when you focus on Source, you will get your greatest good. So that's how important it is to really begin to start to focus on the bigger picture, because the only one who can create it is you when you open up the channels and allow Source to come and work through you. All the failures and negative experiences that you go through are to remind you that you are to hold your consciousness on Source. In the state of powerlessness is when you know the need for God's grace. Isn't that the truth? You know how funny when something cataclysmic happens in our life, whether it's a serious illness or whatever? Isn't that like the first time someone will get down on their knees and they'll pray? You know, it's like, you should stay that focused on Source all the time, especially, you know, things are going well. It's like, wow, thank you. Thank you, God. More, please. Thank you. I'll take more of that, please. You know, every time I love money coming in the mail for me, or going online and seeing, you know, someone paid for a coaching session or something, and I have an email from PayPal that I just got paid. I get so excited, and I'm like, thank you, Source. Thank you, God. More, please. Because what's that doing? That's setting the tone. That's letting the universe know, I love it. Indeed, I do. Send more, because now I'm in the flow. And so that's what you have to do, you know. Or if the check comes in the mail, I pick it up and I hold it and I feel the vibration and the energy of it. And I'm like, thank you, thank you, thank you. More, please. And so it's important that we really start to do these things. You know, even when you are paying your bills and you know, lots of people pay their bills and they sit there and they're like, oh my goodness, there's just not enough. How am I going to make ends meet, right? That's not the right attitude to have. The attitude to have is take those bills, write those checks and say, God working through me will take care of my payments, for all of life now comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. And write those bills, and before you know it, more will start to show up in the form of money so that you can pay everything and have enough to spare and to share. And so it's really training yourself, retraining yourself, right? So when your confidence turns from yourself to source, once again, you are able to move from a position of powerlessness to a position of power. So surrendering then begins with the intent to surrender. When we want to listen to God's voice, we simply need to have the intention to do so. You know, have the intent to do what God wants and to act according to his will. Then you are able to know that source wants but what feels right. Your sense of God's subtle intuitive leading becomes sharper when you have the intention to do what source wants and then be open to the guidance through intuitive feelings. So your higher self, you know, and I'm going to put in the word your soul, your higher self. Your higher self is there to guide you in each and every step. So through you setting the intention of saying, you know what, I want to get tuned in, tapped in, turned on to my higher self, and I want to have that guidance come through. That's how you do it, through setting the intention that you have that clarity and that guidance. And by the way, as we have moved into this age of Aquarius and we've moved out of the Piscean age, we've actually moved out of a masculine energy to a feminine energy. And the feminine energy is just what this says. It's about the intuition. It's about aligning with your higher self so that that guidance comes through. And then before you take action, you allow yourself to feel. And that feeling moves you in the right direction. And so we need to slow down. We need to stop racing to work and racing to do this and hustle and the bustle of the day. We have to slow down. That's why, you know, I've had episodes on meditation, on prayer. It's important that we start the day in peace. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. And so start the day slowly. In a state of gratitude, go into meditation, and then from that state of quietness and meditation, allow your higher self to flow through you and show you what the day looks like, right? And then begin your day in this calm place and see how it really begins to change the outcome of the day. Because at the end of the day, when you hopefully start to reflect on what the day looked like, it's going to be completely different. And you're going to have moments where you say, wow, I really enjoyed today. There was more joy in this day. Yes, it did flow with more ease and more grace. But you have to set the intention. And you have to set that intention and throughout the day check in with that intention. So you have to know that source, your higher self, is really taking care of you and everything. And that it's also your higher self is making all things work together for the good, right? Focus on the presence and know that source is always with you wherever you go, source is. Be in the state of surrender and seeking to do whatever your higher self is guiding you to do. Everything you do is worth it. And it will start to flow better. Now, of course, you know, we all have doubts and that's a given and that's okay. There's the wonderful thing about compassion, and we need to really be compassionate with ourselves. So sometimes when you doubt the goodness of source, because you start to question, you know, what's going on in your life, have a divine consciousness where you are always asking yourself, how does God think? How does source think, right? If God does not think in a certain way, then you do not think that way. The way that God thinks is the way that you would choose to think. So think about that for a moment. You see, when we are still an ego personality, ego sometimes is going to pull us in one direction. when you know good and well your higher self is taking you in another direction. You've got to have the ability to surrender and allow your higher self to take you in the direction you need to go, and you just follow. And so it's really important that we understand that we have to begin to go in the right direction that we are being leaded. And so as you doubt, know that if you begin to surrender and you hear that still small voice or that knowing that comes in, and even though it might not feel like it's something you want to do, you know, like in the morning you have to get up extra early to meditate because, you know, your job, it's like an hour away or whatever, and you don't have the time, and that ego is saying, you know, take those extra 5 minutes in bed. But your higher self is saying, well, if you truly want to connect into me, you have to make the effort to do so. Get up and meditate, because I guarantee you at the end of it, when that peace comes over you, you're going to really truly feel better. And then you're going to be in the flow. And that's what's so important. When Source directs and does things through you, it feels as though you are the director and the doer. Sometimes we forget that Source, that is the director and the doer, and think it's us. And of course, we do exist, and we have to be in harmony with. And so that's what's so wonderful about this. As you get into the flow, you know, and these ideas are just coming to you with ease, ideas possibly be about a new job or something. It's very interesting how we can sometimes get lost and think that it's really us, when in fact, no, it's our higher self helping and guiding us. So it's important that we remember that. I want to take a short break now. And when I come back, we're going to get into some more things. Hello, everyone, and I am back. Thank you for staying connected with me. So, okay, we were talking about opening those channels to Source, to your higher self, so that you can truly become one and in the flow, and in that start to create the life that you truly want. So when you find yourself emotionally engaged in something to the point of turmoil, right, you should stop everything that is happening, pause, get into a meditative state, and step out of your body. You are momentarily stepping out of this level of reality and ascending to the spiritual dimension. And in that level, you can perceive what is happening and receive insight from your higher self about what's going on. And then after you that, you can return back into a normal reality and act with the insight you have received. In that moment of stopping time or stopping the world in order to connect with your higher consciousness. Now, we can't always do that, but think about that. Just imagine. So you're having this experience and it's just not going well and you're starting to really feel anxiety about it. If you can stop in that moment, right? And it doesn't have to be long. If you can take 5 minutes, 10 minutes and go into a light meditation and allow yourself to move from yourself. And by the way, if you don't know how to do this, if you don't know how to get into a light altered state, I talk about it in my book coming out, You're Not Crazy, You're Awakening, because when I was visited by all the different beings that I've been visited by, literally, I would leave my body and be quite aware of it happening, because lots of time would happen early in the morning. And so, again, make sure you get that. But connect with me, because it's part of what I also teach in my coaching sessions. So I would invite you to do that. So anyway, you go into this light meditative state, and from there you can move out of yourself, get out of the way, and allow your higher self to come in. And it's so amazing, the information that comes in. You know, for me, I try to keep paper and pencil nearby, because all sorts of things start to just flow in. And I'm like, oh, wow, that's really interesting. Well, that's really cool. And I'll write these things down and be able to use them later. Or actually, I try to remember them. And then when I'm back in and meditation is done, then I sit there and I'm like, okay, what just happened? What did they just say? What did I just hear? And then I start to write all those things down right away, because you will forget them, because it really wasn't you. It was your higher self communicating with you. And so that will give you a clear perspective on how you need to tweak and do something differently if it's not working. So that's just one little tidbit that I think is really important, that we understand that as we are spiritual beings having this physical experience, right, we need to start acting like spiritual beings. And this is one of the things spiritual beings do. We take the time out to connect in with our higher self. It is what it is. And if you're truly wanting to become who you truly are and stop this wheel of chaos and get off of it, then this is what we need to start doing. So it's important that you do that. To have complete invincibility of consciousness is the ultimate aim of spiritual evolution. Okay, to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are in the flow and in harmony with those universal laws that I spoke about, with the laws of nature and with source. It is a place where nothing affects you anymore, and no matter what comes your way, it doesn't move you from your center. You know, and I've shared the story, but I'm going to share it again because it's so important that we understand being moved from our center. Remember, months ago I told you that a couple of years ago I had a health and wellness store. And as I was pulling up to it one day, I had a flat tire as I was parking, as if that were something major, right? I'm parked. And so I let that bother me. And later on the day, my husband changed the tire. I made my appointment that I needed to go to. He was off going to California, and all was well. And, you know, all was well at that moment, but I had to let some outside event take me out of my center and bother me. And so later on that night, in the wee hours of the morning, somewhere around 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, you know, my husband's safely in California, and all of a sudden I hear this outside voice. And yes, I'm home by myself. And yes, I actually heard this outside voice say, disconnect from an uneven temper. And I jumped out of my sleep or whatever I was doing, because that's when they usually all show up. And I sat up and I said, excuse me. And the voice once again outside of me said, disconnect from an uneven temper. And I said, oh, you're talking about today's event and the flat tire. And I said, okay, let me go write this down. I had to get up, and before, you know, back in that day, I didn't have a journal next to me to write all these things down. Of course, that's what's on my book, because so many experiences continue to happen, as they still do. So there will be a second book because they're getting even more intense. And so disconnect from an uneven temper. And I'm like, okay, what does this mean? And it was that I was allowing some outside thing to take me out of my heart space. You see, we are spiritual beings, and this physical experience is just an experience. We need to stop attaching to it. We need to stop taking these events, you know, a flat tire or a car accident or a broken leg or a broken foot or getting fired from your job or getting a divorce, and making it seem like it's so monumental and the world's coming to an end because, oh my God, how could this happen to me? Get over it. Detach from it and stay in your heart. And regardless of what's showing up, if we stay in our heart space, it will work out for our good. But when we get in the way and we start to put all these negative emotions to it, it has no room to work out. And so it's going to continue to go kaput, and it's going to continue to be just a real screw up. And so we have to stay centered regardless of what's going outside of ourselves. And so what we do to stay centered, right? And, you know, also in my coaching, I teach people how to get into their heart. You know, your heart has 40,000 brain cells. Your heart is the seat of everything. And so love, you have to open your heart and be in this space 100% of the time, or as best you can. And so it's developing these skills, these practices that can get us there. And so, you know, if you have to stop, if you're having this emotional crisis, stop, breathe, see that golden white light coming in and going into your heart, and let it fill you, and then push it out, and let it fill you and move it out all around you. and calm down. You know, that's why they teach you count to 10 before you say something, because you don't want to say something in anger. So these are things to slow you down, to pull you back in, to get centered back into your heart. And that's what is so important. And trust me, it's so important that they came to me and there was an outside voice telling me, disconnect from an uneven temper. And so I'm sharing that with you, that you have to disconnect from an uneven temper. You have to become a detached observer. Remember, that was one of the universal laws. Become a detached observer of what's going on, understanding that you are truly a divine spiritual being and that these experiences are just there to help you expand. Nothing more, nothing less. So don't keep attaching to them and then harboring the false emotions that go with those things, because that's going to hinder you in the long run. It's to have complete awareness and awakening that to be invincible, you have to connect into the Christ consciousness at all times. When your consciousness of source, your higher self, takes first place above all else, you will be untouchable and indifferent to the fluctuations of events around you. In that state of consciousness, you will have perfect peace. And remember, don't look at what is happening. Look back to source. And so now I just want to go into a few principles that I think are going to help you to really understand what this looks like. So gratitude, you know, for wherever you are, gratitude opens your heart. And so, you know, I have people who connect with me and they say that their heart is closed. And of course, I can do energy work on you and remove heart walls and different things like that and open up the heart. But I would also share with you that gratitude will open your heart and directs your energy to that which you love and what brings you joy, and it so magically attracts more of the same. It is a way to give appreciation and receive through the opening created in that giving. The more you value and feel grateful for anything, like I said earlier, you know, having the office with the window, the more you are grateful for anything, the more there will be to feel grateful for. And that's so important. Furthermore, when you feel grateful, you experience all the beautiful qualities that feel grateful for all over again. When you appreciate, if you really wish to do something, bask in the energies of gratitude. If all you do is simply sit in unconditional love and gratitude, the earth will be in very good shape. The earth will feel that vibration and begin to bend, fold, and mold for you to bring you more of what's making you happy and grateful in that moment. So joy is your path, okay? The next one, and it's so such an important one, because we tend to do this all the time. We have to suspend judgment. Judgment blocks all of your blessings, folks. Judging others or yourself lowers your energy and separates you from love and joy. Having an opinion isn't the same as judging and doesn't hold the harsh energy that judgment does. And so there's a clear difference, and we have to understand that. I can have an opinion about a million things. Actually, I do have an opinion about a million things. But just because I have an opinion doesn't mean I'm judging it. And there's a difference, and you have to understand. You have to allow whatever it is, whatever you decide that you want to do, that's fine with me. I'm not going to judge it. I have to allow you to be and do what you want. I can have an opinion about it, and that opinion won't be harsh because I'm not judging, right? Having an opinion isn't the same as judging and doesn't hold that energy, even with forming or holding an opinion. However, be sure that you know the truth of any person or situation. So again, it's that law of allowing. You have to allow them to be, and you can't judge what they are doing. I might have an opinion. Well, you know, I think I would do it this way. That's fine. But you can't say, well, they don't know what they're doing. What are they, idiots? That's judging. Be mindful when you decide about someone you don't know, for it will invariably reveal less of them and more of you. You know, and that's so very interesting. What you judge in another may be something you secretly judge in yourself that you have not yet owned and are projecting outwards. use judgment as a means to become more conscious of yourself, your inner buttons, beliefs, and repressed aspects. And so that's really important that we hear this. So when you judge someone so harshly, it's something about that particular attribute that's within you that probably needs to be addressed and released. Because quite honestly, when you become the detached observer, you have no judgments because you realize that it's all an illusion, right? You realize that you're just having your experiences to move you forward and you are detached from it. So if you're on this path of spirituality, of enlightenment, then you know that you have to really start to hone in your ability to detach. The more you love and accept yourself, the less you will judge others. Wow, isn't that interesting? So the more you love yourself, the less you judge others. Very, very interesting. This doesn't mean tolerating a situation or behavior that you feel doesn't honor you, but more it frees you to walk your own path and leave others to theirs. And so that's something to really think about, you know. So someone is doing something that doesn't sit well with you. We don't have to judge them, but we can move ourselves or remove ourselves from the situation. No one's saying that, okay, someone is acting crazy or someone is mean and we're going to allow them to be mean because I'm not sitting in judgment. No. I can allow them to be mean, right, and do what they want. I'm not going to judge them, but I remove myself from the situation. So there's an understanding of, you know, the separation and understanding that one doesn't mean that you're, you know, going to bend over backwards and let people beat you up. No, we know that we allow, we don't judge, and we can move ourselves from something that we're not comfortable with for ourselves. It's always about truth and integrity and your authenticity. The next one is trust. Trust takes you towards positive desired outcomes in a magical, effortless way. Trust yourself and your power as a creator. Trust the universe and the love, the gifts, the guidance, and the blessings it has for you. Trust the doors that are opening and the ones that are closing. Relinquish control and allow yourself to be carried along the river of trust. The universal flow that will take you to the bright realities aligned to your soul's purpose with grace and ease. And so it's so important that we trust the process, right? When one door closes, know that another bigger one is opening. The next is honoring your emotions. Honor your emotions and listen to what they are telling you about what's going on inside. That's that solar plexus. You'll feel those butterflies in your stomach or that queasy feeling in your stomach. That's your guidance system. You have to begin to pay attention to it. If there are negative or uncomfortable feelings, what thoughts or beliefs are there that are pointing to why this is happening? What are you aligning with? And what do you need to change? Express and release your feelings rather than deny and repress them. By the way, that's how we get heart walls. That's how we get these emotional blocks that we need to release. And you hear all of this talk about clearing. We have to express those things. So guess what, guys? It's okay to cry. If you feel sad, if you've been hurt, cry, release it. Move on. It's so important that we understand that. Express and release your feelings rather than deny, repress, and control or judge them. This doesn't mean wallowing in them or giving them undue attention if they do not serve you, right? Because that's self-pity. We're not talking about self-pity. We're talking about expression. Nor does it mean venting them at another inappropriately. Honor your emotions by accepting them and allowing them to be experienced and then released. By feeling them, writing them down, sharing them with a friend, or however you want to express them. So it's important that you understand that. And it's important that you release it. You know, we have to really start to get comfortable with ourselves and wherever we are. You know, it's so funny. A couple of weeks ago, I did some energy work at a holistic health fair. And wow, I was right out there in the middle of the fair. And as I was doing the energy work, and I'm an open channel for a source to move. And it was amazing to witness the healing that it had. I worked on quite a few people and all sorts of different experiences they had, from blocks being removed to actually a man being healed. And it was absolutely profound. But what was so interesting is how I move my ego, I move myself aside and become this open vessel. And, you know, my body was contorting. It looked like, if you see a picture of a holy roller and how the energy moves through them and they start to speak in tongues and act all kind of crazy, right? That's a judgment word, but I'm saying it about myself, right? It was amazing to be detached from how it looked. I was completely detached from how Source was working through me, and I was just being the open vessel to allow the flow, to allow the healings to move through me and to these people. And it was such a blessing to experience. And for those people who I got to help, it was absolutely wonderful. And so it's important that we really let go and allow ourselves to express how it shows up in any moment. It's okay. Of course, we've already talked about meditation, but understanding how important meditation is, right? And we've talked about taking responsibility for, we understand how important it is to take responsibility that, okay, I'm here because this is what I manifested yesterday. But now in this moment, I'm going to choose to change my thoughts. I'm going to choose to change how I'm feeling, and I'm going to move in another direction. So it's important to know you are loved, have compassion with yourself, and forgive yourself, and always forgive others, because that energy keeps us separate. Have fun, enjoy life, and love. And so in these last few moments, I want everyone to know that this is my last episode on LA Talk Radio, and I want to thank everyone there because it's been joyful, and it is time to move on. You know, we evaluate things and we see where we are, and when one door closes, we know that another one opens, and so another door is opening, and I'm excited about that. And so I invite you to follow me on Facebook if you haven't done so already. Get the app Awakened, and I'll spell it again, AWAKENED. So definitely get the app so that you know what's going on. Go to my website, affirmationsforliving.net, so that you can stay tuned in to find out what's going on. And I will be going to my new show, Home, August 21st. So connect with me so you can find out where that is. And I want to say what a blessing this has been. I want to thank everyone for your love and your support, and stay tuned because the best is yet to come. So until next time, love and light. Take care.